Hey, what's up, guys? Rip here. So no shock, we're going to be covering some more localizer-related drama because this situation keeps getting crazier and crazier. Now, the war against bad localizations and mistranslations will continue for many years to come, but this current battle with localizers seems like it's reaching its climax because today we're getting a very strange crossover that I don't think anyone saw coming. So yesterday, voice actress and localizer Jamie Marchi made her official response to Asmongold through this TikTok. And as predictable as it might come, it is very, very cringe. And we're going to watch it. But first, let's figure out how we got here. How is this localizer making an official response video to Asmongold over anime localizations? Well, a few weeks ago,
The reason why she's doing it is because she can make it about me rather than about what she's doing. So it's like, well, I'm just being attacked by this random guy. It actually has nothing to do with what I'm doing. She's deflecting. Yeah, she's just deflecting. Yeah.
Started making reaction videos to many different videos, including my own, where we are talking about localizers in anime and manga. What began as a conversation about AI potentially replacing localizers evolved into a very big spotlight on the decades of mistranslations that have plagued anime and manga
Intentional mistranslations. Everybody understands a mistake.
Now, things would keep getting worse because despite what people like Jamie will say, this is an issue that people are really interested in. In fact, it has reached Japanese users, including YouTube videos like this. Now, as many people have pointed out, especially on the Japanese side of things, this issue with English localizations is not well known in Japan. So when
I don't think that people understand, like, and I'm not really an expert on this, right? So I could be wrong, but my understanding is that Japan has a much more conservative culture than we do here in the US. So I find it to be kind of ironic that these people who are trying to push, like, you know, like patriarchy stuff, think that they're going to have, you know, people that agree with them in Japan. Absolutely not.
Japanese users are finding out what's happening to Japanese media over in English localizations. Yeah. They are shocked and offended. I mean, quite predictably, this is vandalism of those Japanese products because these localizers want to insert political messages and, you know, Gen Z humor when it's not appropriate. And we're seeing people point this out that Japanese users really do care. And the message is spreading. We're seeing a lot of tweets like this, both in Japanese and with accompanying English messages, talking about the mistrust that exists in the West for these English localizations. And it's even been shared by popular artists and Japanese accounts like this, including this artist, Keideko, who drops some absolute bangers, by the way. But the message is spreading, and it's going to places like Japan where it hasn't before. And part of the issue and why this localization drama continues to keep snowballing and getting further and further is because the localizers who are being criticized won't shut up. They keep digging deeper and deeper holes for themselves.
It's because they have huge egos. That's why. And they think that not only are they right, but they think that they have like a moral mandate. They think that they can tell other people what is and isn't right. And that's why they have such a big ego.
Thinking about this and in their tweets,
they're not capable of understanding how they're wrong. No, they are capable of it because if they were capable, if they were incapable of understanding why they were wrong, they would argue against the people that are saying they're wrong by addressing their points. I think that almost every single time that somebody attacks a person, like an individual person, rather than what the person is doing, it's because they can't attack what the person is doing, so they have to resort to attacking the person themselves. I think they know what they're doing. I mean, I don't think any of these people, like, yeah, they're kind of stupid, but they're not that stupid. Like, they know what they're doing. That's why they're doing it.
Every single concern and criticism that people have had about localizations of anime.
There's another thing. This guy's in chat. You're definitely right. I'll show you guys real quick. They've never been told no or told to shut the fuck up, mainly since they operate in Western countries. And I know a lot of people will be afraid to call them out or be attacked by another mob. You are absolutely fucking right. 100%. That's what it is. Yeah, that's the big ego. That's the moral mandate that I was talking about.
Manga. And one of the main players in that is voice actress and localizer Jamie Marchi, who has spent the last 2 weeks using every waking minute of her life responding to people on Twitter and confirming every criticism directed towards her.
Yeah.
Now, she's most known for not only delivering the voice lines, but also the localization of Dragon Maid and this infamous line about the pesky patriarchal societal demands.
Yeah, that's just one of them.
Now, that's just
I've seen other examples.
First step as to following everything that she's been doing and everything that she's being criticized for. But Jamie is trying to downplay everything and say that this is all about one word, that all of this hate is about one word in a script from 2017, the use of patriarchy. She is.
I don't think that's really the case. I think that that was just the best example that people could use to illustrate the point. It's like that's the one that people use because that's the most egregious example that any normal person would look at and say, wow, this is really bad. I'm sure there's a lot of like soft localization that you wouldn't really understand unless you understood like the nuances of the show and like you understood the difference between the manga and the anime. And these are things that they probably shifted, but because they're not as overt, people aren't talking about them as much because the barrier to entry to understanding it is so much higher. But with the patriarchy thing, for an example, that is very bad. And I think anybody can see that.
The definition of a cry bully. Someone who wants to play the aggressor and the victim at the same time. She wants to act like she's the victim of a harassment campaign over one word in a set of dialogue from 2000.
It's not a harassment campaign whenever people are saying that you did a bad job. Like, I get hate threads about me every day. Are these people harassing me? In a lot of cases, yes. But it's not a harassment campaign. Again, I'm not a victim of this. I'm broadcasting my stream. I'm broadcasting my content out into the public. And then people are responding to it. Because that's what they can do. I'm so sick of these pussies that go and cry and complain whenever they get pushback in a public space. Like, and I used to be like this kind of, and that's the thing. Like, I used to cry and bitch and complain whenever people would get mad about what I did. And then I decided to stop being a fucking bitch. I did. And now I don't take big, long breaks anymore. I don't do that anymore. And I still haven't figured out a way to do my main channel. Yeah. I'm not perfect. But I've tried my best to get out from this fucking mindset because it's so toxic and stupid. And it's so entitled. Like, the level of entitlement with this is absolutely astonishing. Like, what is this? Like, the entitlement that, like, I deserve to be able to say what I want and nobody can respond to it? Nobody can have an opinion about what you said? What the fuck is wrong with you?
17, while also smugly celebrating that she's pissing everyone off by doing these intentional things. I mean, only a few days ago, she quote retweeted an old message confirming it by saying that she takes joy in changing lines in her localizations just to piss off people she doesn't like, while also trying to play the victim where she had...
To be fair, I don't think that she was changing them just to piss them off. I think that she was taking pleasure in the fact that they were pissed off, not the fact that she was changing them to make them mad. Small difference, but, you know, we'll be fair.
First was trying to deflect criticism about the Dragon Maid line by saying she was getting attacked for lines she didn't write. We're only 30 minutes later in an attempt to dunk on someone in the replies, would then confirm that she was the one who was responsible for the patriarchy localization.
What is this here? I normally don't respond positively to death threats, accusations, and assumptions. I wrote the line, I don't find it cringy. You do. That's fine. What else do you got? Okay, well then there it is, right? And so, yeah. If she, like, I don't think that you're going to, you guys need to understand that you're never going to change her mind on this. You're not going to, like, any of you guys that are tweeting at her and, like, trying to, like, explain why she's wrong, you're not going to convince her. You can't use logic for a person that doesn't use logic. You can't say, hey, this bothers me for this reason. Also, here's another little fact here. I don't know if anybody considered this, But isn't the girl in that story like an Aztec god, Quetzalcoatl? Yeah, she is. So whenever she changes, whenever this girl changes the line between other people asked me to change and the patriarchy is the reason why, it changes the power dynamic of what that character is. Because her changing it because she doesn't like the fact that people are weird or unreasonable in the original translation is very different than her conforming to an existing social structure. Because she would be assumedly above that because she's a god. So there actually is a direct difference between one thing and the other thing. I don't think anybody ever talked about this, but it's absolutely true.
Patriarchy localization. And then things get worse because she confirms all the things that...
And also, like, the death threats. Oh, I'm getting death threats. People are harassing me. Oh, my God. Okay, well, I guess let's just stop talking about anything that you do. Because there are some crazy people on the internet that are nuts. Well, now we can't talk about anything. Imagine what the logic behind it is. Do you know how many death threats I get? I get it all the time. Of course I do. What are you talking about? Everybody gets this. You can't just go and say, oh, yeah, well, the people that are using this this content, the people that are saying this are bad, so like it should just be shut down. That's insane. Of course people threaten to kill me. Why wouldn't they? I made them mad. That's just how it is.
Anime and manga fans are concerned about when it comes to localizations. Yeah. She later admits, in an attempt to dunk on someone again, that she doesn't speak Japanese, and goes further and says that most of the script adapters for dubs also don't speak Japanese. Like I said...
Was this supposed to be a gotcha? Most of the script adapters don't speak Japanese. I think that this is... it's funny whenever she says that, because I think that doesn't that kind of like... It's like she's saying, he's like, no, the problem isn't this big. It's actually this big. Yeah, it's like... man, like, what is this? How do they do the job? Yeah, like, this seems like a really big problem. Like, I have a good feeling, like... It's like, actually, like, I bet it's probably really bad for her to be talking about this stuff publicly like this.
Said confirming all of the concerns that people have about English localizations and dubs. Yeah. And then we had members of the industry who were doing an honest effort to show that there's alternative versions of this Dragon Maid line. Mm-hmm. And this user provided four total alternative versions to that line of dialogue. Yeah. Literally alternative versions that go syllable for syllable. It's the same number of syllables and has a more appropriate message that fits not only the dialogue from the Japanese original version, but also fits the character that's delivering the line more. It makes more sense based on the context of Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid, where, of course, she replied to all these alternatives by saying, nuh-uh, mine's better, nuh-uh, nuh-uh, and then eventually resorting to name-calling as she normally does.
Naturally.
Also, not helping her case is this Q&A that popped up, where, alongside other Funimation members, she was asked about mistranslations, where she defended herself by saying, I have a vagina, deal with it, and then said that anyone who has problems with mistranslations, that those people are incels, Nazis, and misogynists. And if you take the grand look at everything, it's not just about one word. It's your reaction and the lack of respect you have for people criticizing you and your own fans of the medium that you work on. But Asmongold has been reacting to all this, and I guess she decided that Asmongold is going to be the person that she's going to respond to in the situation, probably because he has the biggest platform. And she wants to focus on him while also pretending like he's a literal nobody, and she's like, I don't know who this guy is.
I don't know him.
Literal who?
People always love doing this. It's like whenever they get called out for something, they're like, they always try to play stupid about it to like, it's like a form of like ego protection, you know?
Which is always funny to me. That is the most childish and narcissistic response to situations like this. You are not the main character of the universe. Just because you haven't heard of someone doesn't mean they're a literal nobody. Mm-hmm. It's so ridiculous. But she also stated about a week ago that she wanted to start off the new year with a new mentality where she's going to monetize the hater.
I really think that this is a very bad strategy for like any content creator to go down, is to spend a lot of time engaging with and fighting with people on Twitter. because you have to understand that you're never going to change the minds of these people. This is never going to happen. No, is that right? Yeah, there it is. And this is the thing. And it's like, it's just a, it's a black hole, right? I think this is a Nietzsche quote. Maybe it's either him or Socrates. I don't remember which one. If you stare long enough into the abyss will stare back into you. And I think this is what happens for a lot of people, is they spend a lot of time fighting, you know, these other random people on Twitter, and it just eventually just degrades, and it breaks them down. It's stressful. It's unpleasant. Normal, happy people don't want to be a part of your community. It's very negative.
Well, was that Keanu Reeves? She did just that by making a TikTok response to Asmongold and his community. And I don't know really if making a TikTok is monetizing your haters when you get about 1 penny per 1,000 views, but you know, do your thing, I guess. But let's take a look at this TikTok and brace yourself.
Recently, some followers of Asmongold have been criticizing me and demanding answers regarding a line I wrote.
I don't own this problem. Like, I don't own this problem. Like, how is this about me? Like, there's dozens of people that are mad about this. Tons of people have opinions about this. What's this?
In 2017.
Okay, so you see the way she phrased this already. She's saying Asmongold's followers. It's not just Asmongold's followers that are criticizing you. It's fans.
I didn't even know about this until like a week and a half ago.
Of anime and manga that are criticizing you. It's members of your own industry that are criticizing you. It's Japanese users that are criticizing you. Trying to basically minimize all this to Asmongold's followers is an obvious cop-out here, but we're not really surprised by that. But let's continue.
And the answer I gave to a question at a panel a year or two later. If you don't know who Asmongold is, he is a streamer with well over 2 million followers.
Now, why do you think she mentioned that?
To display a power imbalance as if I'm bullying her. That's why. And I'm not sorry. And I'm going to keep doing it. Too bad.
2 seconds ago, she's acting like she has no idea who this guy is and he's just some random nobody. Mm-hmm. But now she's mentioning that he has over 2 million followers.
Yeah.
The reason she's doing that is to set up this narrative that it is an unhinged harassment campaign where she's just minding her own business. Yep. And all of a sudden, big bad Asmongold and his platform comes around to target harass her. It's obviously, again, an attempt to be the victim in this situation.
Now, since Asmongold was gracious enough to respond to the criticism and the demands for answers he's been receiving regarding his involvement with Soft Giving and their controversy.
So I'm not going to speak on behalf of Asmongold or any other content creator involved in this situation. But right now, there is an article going around alleging that Soft Giving, a company that is like the middleman for content creators and charities, was taking a larger percentage than they should have. And basically, they were supposed to be getting paid to be the middleman, to set up these content creators with a charity and set up events and do things like that. And there's the article alleging that they take a higher percentage than they should. And of course, you can tell how disingenuous someone like Jamie is. They see this article that's talking about Soft Giving and what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, she obviously doesn't care about this one way or another. She's trying to use this as a method of defending herself. It's not important to her whether, like, what's the truth of this, what's not the truth of this. This is just simply being used as a tool. So, and this is the problem that these kinds of people have, is that like, even, like, using some sort of, like, charity thing, anything that they can, they think is totally fair game. Like, I haven't made any sort of insults or anything like that about her as a person. Or at least I don't think that I really have. I haven't done anything like that. I haven't implied that. And I've read into her background. And there are a lot of jokes that I can make. And I haven't made a single one of them. I focused only on what she did. And also, it's not even about me to begin with. She's weaponizing her. Yeah, she's weaponizing her argument. That's exactly right. And also, it's with something that's totally unrelated. It has nothing to do with this. That's really it. She's backed in a corner, doesn't know how to make an argument. Well, it's because she thinks that she doesn't really have to in a way, right? She thinks that she's better than that or something else. Like a good example of this is like, and I understand like if we were criticizing her for like being like calling her like a bad person or anything like that. But the truth is that like whenever you create a product, like for example, like with Starforge or anything else, whenever you create a product, you then open yourself up to criticism and people can criticize that product. And the criticism of the product is not necessarily a criticism of you. Whenever people say that like, oh, well, this, I wish Starforge was like this or this was like that. Like with Mad Mushroom, like if we announce a new game or something like that and people don't like that game, criticism of that is not criticism of me personally. Now, obviously, you're going to have some people that take it too far, etc. But this is like a third party. It's not about her. It's not about me. It's not about anything. It's about this other thing. So trying to like allege and like, you know, paint me as some kind of like a scammer or some like weird fucking guy, you can go ahead and do that all you want. But I think it's very obvious that she doesn't really care about that problem at all. The only reason she's using it is as a weapon to defend herself. It has nothing to do with what I was saying. It has nothing to do with anything. And she's just hoping that somehow maybe I can make some equivalency for this and it will get me out of the problem. That's all there is to it. It's whataboutism? Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah, sure.
Doing wrong, mm-hmm. and they immediately ignore soft giving and only focus on the content creators that worked with them in an attempt to raise money for charity. Mm-hmm. Where I'm assuming most of these content creators had no idea that soft giving was taking that large of a cut from these charitable donations. And
this might come as a big surprise to you guys, but the reason why I haven't talked about this is because there's an ongoing lawsuit. Big fucking surprise. I haven't talked about the big thing that there's a lawsuit about. Did anybody else? Yeah, we know? Yeah, big fucking surprise, guys. Jesus.
The fact that they focus only on the content creators, but not soft giving.
Rest assured, after it's over, I will have something to say.
Giving tells me that you're only raising this to basically try to attack people like Asmongold and pretend like you care about this issue that you wouldn't have cared about at all unless it affected someone you don't
the
like.
The reason why I never addressed it before is that I never address comments or accusations that are made by random nobodies on Twitter or Reddit because there's no accountability if they're wrong or they say something stupid. But I will address something that somebody says who has a public platform. Because they have to take accountability for being morons. That's the reason why. So if people go and they, you know, get really mad about it or anything else, it doesn't really matter to me. Because those people are just like, it's like, you know, I drive down the street, a dog barks at me. Do I really think to myself, what did I do wrong? No. Who cares? But it, and also, like, they have no accountability. Like, you can be wrong and, like, make some bullshit up. And then there's no accountability for, oh, I actually got this wrong. Now I'm an idiot. Because it's just, there's no attachment to it. So I don't really care about the accusations of people that have no accountability for accusing. Does that make sense? Hopefully that makes more sense, right?
But yeah, that's my two cents on that. And at the end of the day, too, these content creators still raised hundreds of thousands and even millions of dollars for charities. And soft giving is the only one that allegedly was doing something they shouldn't have been doing.
I thought it's only fair
no comment.
That I respond to his followers in kind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who gives a shit? Somebody makes an allegation against me and now somehow I have to respond to it? No, I don't have to say anything.
An allegation. And this is the funny thing about this is like I saw that this clip of me got popular. I wasn't even talking about this. I was actually talking about her accusing me of like sending a hate mob after her and hating women. It didn't even have anything to do with this in the first place. It's just that people took it with that and they ran with it. It was completely out of context. And again, guys, I don't bother to correct the context with this kind of stuff because it doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. And the people that misrepresent it, they have no accountability for making stupid decisions. And I always wait for somebody that does. And here you can see somebody who did no research, did not look into the context of me saying that. I had nothing to do with any of this. It was about people saying stuff about me on Twitter. And if you look at that same VOD, it was me talking about things on Twitter. And it was completely shifted. Absolute fake news. That's it. Go back and watch it.
Anything. Who gives a fuck?
And you have to also keep in mind that the people, and this is another reason why I don't try to prove myself wrong for people on the internet, or prove them wrong of people on the internet, is because they've already made up their mind. They've already decided, oh, I know that you're guilty. I know that you're wrong. And also, like, again, if you try to prove them wrong, that means that their opinions are worth proving wrong. And in a way, it makes those opinions more valid. And that's why I don't bother, because they're not valid to me. They're not important.
You know, have you ever seen those scenarios where, like, yeah, some kid who's getting, like, picked on in school has this fantasy of, like, walking up,
yeah,
on...
Yeah, she definitely thought this up in, like, the shower. It's like, this is like, you know, I'm laying in bed at 3 a.m. It's like, oh, I know what I'm going to do. Yeah, this is definitely what people like that do.
Stage during like a big school meeting and like snatching, yeah, the mic away, and then does like a epic roast of all their classmates and expects everyone to be like stunned and shocked and be like,
yeah,
oh, we're...
and then Albert Einstein clapped. Yeah, 100%. It's pathetic. And also it's not true, because she sat on Twitter for days now, because people keep tagging me in these tweets. I see the tweets for days, arguing and fighting with people. You say you don't give a fuck, then why are you spending all this time giving a fuck? Why are you talking about it all the time?
So owned. But in reality, if they did that, everyone would just laugh at them.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what just happened here. She thought this was an epic roast, and the best way to show she doesn't care, while showing very strongly that she does care a lot about what's going on.
Day.
And this idea of, wow, I'm going to act like I don't care, this non-response, is exactly what we expected. You have no valid response to any of this criticism.
Of course not.
And she frames, notice how she frames the criticism she's receiving for her dubs, her localizations, and all of her behavior on Twitter. She's,
yeah,
framing it as allegations,
mm-hmm,
not criticism. It's allegations.
Yeah, it's not an allegation. Like, what do you mean? It's an allegation. Like, you just, like, looked it up. I thought it was an allegation, too. I researched it. I looked it up. I found out myself. Nah, man, this happened.
And when she's talking about Asmongold and his role with Softgiving,
uh-huh,
it's not allegations, it's criticism. Notice how that works.
Yeah.
But yes, that was her non-response to the situation. And look at the drones in her replies to her TikTok. All these people calling Asmongold,
oh, yeah,
his fans, and all of Jamie's critics, a bunch of dorks and losers and things like that. I got news for you. These nerds.
So I'm so confused what happened. Can Asmond just shut up and stay in his lane and let people be? I swear, everything I hear his name, it's always drama. And you're going to keep hearing it, Alexander. You're going to keep hearing. I'm going to keep doing it, too. Cry all you want. It's going to keep happening.
And these dorks, these are the people who are interested in the medium you are working in.
Yeah.
So if this is the kind of stuff you're fostering in your reply section of your TikToks, not a very good look. This isn't the W you think,
mm-hmm,
it is. And you see people saying stuff like this, a man afraid of a woman who knows her strength.
That's exactly what it is, Amber. Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Where do these people come from? Yas Queen. This is so pathetic. Oh my God.
What, deflecting criticism by saying she has a...
Isn't Aswell the same dude who can't keep his room clean? I'm not trying to hear that dude's been on anything. I think so. I saw pics, hoarder's level. Oh, this guy, she's really been looking into my situation then, huh? Oh, I like that. Damn. Yeah, you're right. My house is a shithole. It is. My dad came over earlier today and fucking called me out on it. So, yeah, you're right. My house is a shithole. But I'm still right about this. It doesn't have anything to do with it. Yeah. Because here's the thing. This is the funny thing about it, right? Is that I could take a few days off and I could clean up my whole fucking house. But she can't take a few days off and repair the damage that she's intentionally done to her own career. Like, the difference for me is I just have to go throw away garbage. Oh, wow, this is a big deal. I could pay somebody to come in and do it.
Vagina or this TikTok where she says, I don't care. Which one is the strength? I don't really understand. Then here someone points out that Asmongold has a dirty room.
I do.
And that's the first level of anything towards a criticism she makes. She basically says,
"You have." That's what they're talking about. About my room. It's about my room, guys.
A dirty room, sir.
Yeah, he's got a dirty room.
You know, it shows she has absolutely nothing to say while pretending to not care, but leaving responses like this.
Everybody knows. Hey, yo, everybody knows how much somebody doesn't care whenever they make 450 tweets a day. I mean, that, like, have you ever seen somebody care so little that they make 450 tweets in a day? Man. 3 likes. Oh, this is really doing numbers, guys.
But then you have this sentiment going around in the replies saying, you're winning the I don't give a F war.
She is. Because I do care. Obviously I care. That's why I'm talking about it. What do I not care about? Duh, I care. You're right. You do. Like, yeah, so does she. Of course she. Yeah, of course she cares. Yeah, but let's say that I care more than she does. Does that make me wrong? Doesn't it make it more indefensible?
Yeah, she's winning that by making an entire TikTok talking about how much she doesn't care and then going to Twitter, posting it, and then reposting it multiple times to try to get more attention, and then spending literally every waking minute of her day replying to every single person on Twitter who is coming after her. It's not, I'm getting a headache, ladies and gentlemen. How are these people real?
This one definitely cared about the Kobayashi dragon maid. I mean, to be fair, after the first clip, I was like, maybe I should watch this show. But, you know, like, I've never seen it. I don't know anything about it. The only thing is that, like, I recognize the character because some of the girls that I follow on Twitter have cosplayed that character. But that's about it. I don't know anything else about the show.
But anyways, she would continue to prove how little she cared in the replies to her tweet sharing the TikTok, where someone says, you took a huge L, and she responds with, who gives a F? And then down here, after more people talking, she...
People pay attention to him? Yeah, of course. 2 million or so people do, apparently, which is quite sad. I don't even know who he is. I didn't either. I asked Jack, and he told me the dude was a whiny little bitch. Uh-huh. Okay. Isn't that nice? Isn't she such a... What a nice lady. You know, it's funny to me because I feel like she's just started making things more and more personal just over time. Like, all I was saying is, like, just stop changing the words and trying to put your agenda into it. It's obnoxious. Stop it. And now this is about me being a whiny little bitch. Okay, I'm a whiny little bitch. Am I right or not? Sure. Oh my God. She's 46 years old, by the way. To be fair, whenever I'm 46, I'll probably be saying the same stuff, just same as I am now. But just keep that in mind.
Says this, referring to Asmongold. I asked Jack, and he told me the dude was a whiny little bitch. Once again, resorting to name calling when no one's doing that.
Oh my God. As what she means by 46 is 4 to 6, okay, guys? 4 to 6 years old. Jesus, this is sad. Oh, God, this is sad.
Golden people that are being directly brought up in your TikTok. But here's another interesting thing. Look at the people replying and supporting her message. You have this individual, Ben Phillips, saying it's so beautiful, right? Who's this guy? Oh, well, he's a actor, an adaptive writer for Crunchyroll. That's interesting.
What a surprise that people are defending the other person in their same industry. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's great that these people are exposing themselves. It really is. It's a great thing that they're exposing themselves and everybody can see plainly who it is that is intentionally trying to co-opt a platform in order to push their agenda. This is a good thing.
That's pretty interesting, guys. So we have people involved
guys, you don't have to call him fat. It doesn't matter if he's fat or not. He's an asshole. I don't give a fuck how much he weighs. Who cares? He's a dumbass. Somebody can be stupid and skinny. It could be stupid and fat. It's not like you have to be fat to be stupid.
Crunchyroll, who apparently support this kind of BS in their localizations and dubs. Very interesting stuff.
Yeah.
But I want to end this video by giving, I guess, unsolicited advice to people like Jamie. I think, genuinely, your time is spent better doing anything other than continuing this. You are not only making yourself look bad, you are wasting your time.
Well, she's making everybody in her industry look bad, because the problem is that, and this is what I said before, is that I think a lot of the people that do translations and do localization, I think the vast majority of them actually really just care about recreating the art in its original tense. And they are actually trying to do the best job that they possibly can. And I think that a lot of those people are going to get shit on because of this. And that's just how it goes, right? I mean, like, one bad egg spoils the bunch. How many other examples are there of terms that are just like this? But I think that there is a tremendous silent majority of people that have nothing to do with this. And I want to make that very clear, because it's not like this is something that everybody in this industry is doing at all. It's a few select bad actors that are, I think that it's a very big mistake that the other people in the industry aren't calling this out. I think it's a very bad mistake. I understand tribalism. I get it. You know, you're one of your own is getting attacked, but she's also attacking your audience and she's hurting your credibility. She's making your career and your job less credible and less relevant because of her own ego. That's the reason. And it's not just her. I mean, it's not all about her. There are other bad actors as well, but they are, of course, the minority. The majority of people actually try to do a good job.
Looking at your public IMDb list.
It's like cops defending bad cops? Yeah, I mean, that's a much more extreme example, but it's the same paradigm,
Things you've been credited for. And it appears that 2023 was the least number of voice acting roles you've had in a given year for a long time. And honestly, if you're in a situation like that, you should be focusing on your craft.
Oh, shit. Tecton Raid. What's up, boys? How y'all doing? Hey, we're looking at drama. Ooh, you love drama.
Not arguing with 10 follower accounts on Twitter. You know, and here's another thing that a lot of people probably haven't talked about yet. But, like, we know this is YouTube, okay? There's not, like, some grand decorum in professionalism that is expected on a YouTube channel. But when you're someone who's a member of the voice acting industry or the anime and manga industry, I think there's a certain level of professionalism that is expected. If you were a halfway rational person who is looking to hire a voice...
I don't care about professionalism at all, honestly. I, in fact, appreciate whenever people aren't professional. Because then you get the real person. Usually professionalism is fake behavior. It's effectively fake behavior in one way or another. No, I appreciate the mask off, because now we can have a real conversation.
Actress, when they look at your Twitter, they have to say, holy crap, I don't want to deal with this person. Because who would want to deal with someone who spends all day arguing with random people? And it's not even about whether or not they support what you're saying. They just see how argumentative and unhinged you look through all these responses to everyone talking to you on Twitter. It just doesn't look good. Who would want to work with that? I don't know. But anyways, I think your time would be much better suited and your mental health much better suited if you just moved on from this. Just move on.
She's never going to do that. It's ego.
And this conversation keeps going is because you keep defending this line, this localization, and you keep adding more and more ammunition for people to use against you and the localization industry as a whole. But that's going to do it for this video. I know it was a bit of a long one, a bit of a ranty one, a lot of different topics. Sure. So as always, feel free to share all of your thoughts about today's topics in the comment section down below. Hope you guys enjoyed the video. And I'll see you next time.
Well, there it is. There it fucking is. And why is this, what's the guy who's stupid anime character? Oh, people like it. That's why. They think it's great. And I appreciate him. Rev's taking my side on this. I appreciate it. I'll link you guys the video. Give it a like. This is good. Yeah, I mean, it's always funny to see somebody like that that will go on, but part of me believes that people won't take it seriously because of his avatar. Well, I don't think it's really... I feel like anybody who takes anime seriously will take it seriously. Let's be real, okay, here? And so, you think she's watching right now? I don't know. I mean, if she is, that's nice. It's always good to have one more viewer. The reality, though, is that it doesn't matter how many times somebody insults me. You call me a hoarder, a whiny little bitch, like anything like that. Like, you can call me whatever you want. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't matter. Because here's the reality, is that there's something that's worse than anything that I can say to somebody like her. Is that whenever I wake up in the morning, I'm still me and she's still her. And that's why I don't really feel like I need to respond. I don't need to stoop down to that level. And I wake up in the morning and I thank God that that's the case. Man, isn't that a fucking miracle? Oh, God. And the thing is that, like, that's what I was saying, that, like, if you want to see a change, like, you have to make sure that the Japanese companies know about this, because they're the ones that are actually, they're the ones that will actually do something about this. I think that there's a lot of American companies that are, like, too cucked to try to do anything because they don't want to be painted out, like, as if they're, like, misogynists or whatever. But Japanese companies don't care about that as much. And so, you know, that's where you want to, that's where you want to direct your frustration. And it's also not their fault. Like, they, like, look, I mean, they pay them to do a good job. It's not their fault that these people are deliberately damaging and misrepresenting their work. It's horrible, really. That's the case. Do you plan to resubscribe to Crunchyroll? Select one. I don't think this is really going to do anything. To be honest with you, like, unsubscribing, like, yeah, do it. Go ahead and you know, you want to put in your complaint. Put in your complaint. But I think that really just making sure that the Japanese studios are aware of this. If I had to guess, I don't think any of the guys that are in these Japanese studios see this and they're like, oh yeah, this is a W. No way they stop that. Yeah, like if because the studios are the ones that can like really flex and make sure that like these people are removed. Because they can. They could just be like, yeah, we don't want her working with our stuff anymore. And that's it. The localization is approved by the studio. Yeah, it gets approved by the studio. And also, you've got to keep in mind, they don't even know or care about this, right? Or because they have no idea it's happening. They have no, like, how could they possibly know that? But yeah, just leave the studio alone. They have to make money or else no more of the show. Well, I'm just saying, it's not about leaving them alone. It's just about, like, if you want something to happen with this, you have to contact those people because you as the consumer, I don't think that people have enough power to remove this stuff. And also, like, I think a lot of the studios will just look at it and see like a few bad actors that are like being crazy. And they'll be like, oh, OK, well, all of these people are just acting this way because of, you know, because they like they hate women or something like that. Because of like, you know, there's like a fucking like a woke, like a Western brain rot where it's like any criticism of a woman is because she's a woman. And that's like what this woman was doing. Right. And it's just obvious bullshit. But the difference is that they can play that off here. But like in Japan, that shit's not going to fly. Like they're not going to see it that way. They're not going to look at it that way. They're just going to see somebody who's entitled and obnoxious, who's literally changing their work because of her ego. So yeah, they'd be the ones that shut it down. Japan doesn't care.
Are you sure?
I definitely think that they care. That's obviously not the case. We've seen them complain about it already. There are YouTube videos and articles about it already. Japan doesn't know yet. Why would they care? Well, if you look at it from their perspective, like Japanese manga and anime is a huge part of their culture. And they're exporting that culture all around the world. And they take a lot of pride in their culture. That's why they're like a mononational. Like, you go to Japan, everybody's Japanese. They're all Japanese. Now, I'm sure there's foreigners here and there, but it's not like here in the U.S., where, like, in the U.S., everybody's fucking here. But over there, it's one thing. And so there's, like, a shared value that's placed on your culture and on your media and on what you produce that doesn't exist here in the U.S. And I'm always, like, assuming, right? I mean, to an extent, I'm assuming. But I'm saying what makes sense to me. And so I would view, like, a lot of Japanese people that see this kind of stuff to think it's absolutely ridiculous. And I would view them as seeing it as disparagement, disgrace, dishonor. It's disrespectful, basically. Yeah, I think disrespectful is probably the best word to look at it. And I think that, like, yeah, it spares the front. Yeah, it makes them look bad. It's detriment, straight up disrespect. Exactly. And so, and I think that's something that they obviously care a lot about, right? And so that's why I think that they would care. Not only anime is an ongoing product, people could see it and not want more products from the studio. Well, this is kind of like what happens, right? Is that somebody goes and they like show an article of, you know, like, or like, you know, they see a video of this. Like, yeah, I'll watch this. They see an article about this and they don't want to watch the show now. And not only do they not want to watch the show, but they might not be as interested in anime in general. And Westerners are too fucking dumb to understand that. Japanese culture doesn't at all conform to their style of culture. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure exactly, but, like, I know it's very different. They're very prideful of their work. Well, of course they are. Yeah, absolutely. Changing the context and taking ownership, that's disrespectful. Absolutely. You think they care? Yeah, I do think they care. Absolutely. They produce mostly for the domestic market. The international market's a side business. It's not about the money. I don't think you realize that. Like, it's not about the money. It's about it being disrespectful and making them look bad. And I'm sure also for a lot of them, it is about the money. I mean, everybody needs money. If you ask, you overestimate how much this matters to Japanese people, would you care if Chinese people change the color of a character in Batman? So this is actually a really good point, and I'm going to bring this up, and I'm going to talk about this because you overestimate how massive it's just cartoons. So I'll give you an example that proves what you're saying wrong. And so anyway, if you look at, for example, this was something Disney got a lot of hate for. And I think that rightfully so. Disney got completely, completely roasted for this. So what happened was Disney, I'll actually give you it's ironic that you say China, because I have a literal one-to-one argument against what you're saying. So if you look at the poster here for America, it shows, obviously, Black Panther. And if you look at the poster here for China, it shows, obviously, a guy in a mask. And so, what do you call it? They received a ton of criticism, and this is how it was in China as well. And this is how it was in America. That's the difference. So they just didn't even want to have Black people be on the screen. Literally, like, that's what it is. So let's go ahead and look at this one, too. This is, what do you call it? This is Star Wars The Force Awakens, and this is Star Wars The Force Awakens over here. And you can see, obviously, Finn is in the picture, but look how much smaller he is. You don't even notice him. So, and a lot of people here in America got very upset and angry about this. And Disney got a lot of shit for it. And rightfully so, Disney does not care. No, no, they are. They are caring now. I'm talking about the cartoon, though, not one of the biggest franchises worldwide. In the end, Disney also changed nothing in their adaptation to the Chinese market. Well, they didn't, but they got a lot of hate from people here in the U.S. And I think social pressure is a much stronger force in Japan because the culture is much more homogenous. So, like, it's the same type of social pressure that would make a company do something here probably wouldn't work in Japan, and in other ways it would. Like, that's just the case. And also, like, I think that you're diminishing it by saying it's a cartoon. Well, Snow White's a cartoon. It's one of the most popular cartoons of all time. There are many cartoons, like Mickey Mouse is a cartoon. Like, these are cartoons that everybody knows this. I mean, I don't think that's really a good argument. Well, Lesnar is completely ignored by recent racism that happens in other countries. Oh, yeah, no, you're right. Demon Slayer is bigger than every other Western comic worldwide. I don't know exactly. Japan did the exporting, not the same with China. Well, I know that, but we're exporting our culture towards China, right? We are. That's why, you know, they're seeing our movies. It's effectively exporting culture. So the point that I'm making is that I do think that the people in those countries do care about it a lot. It is? That's crazy. I didn't know Demon Slayer was so popular. The average Japanese probably care a lot less about the anime purity. That's a weeb fetishization of Japanese culture. No, I don't think that's the case at all. I think that people... Like, how many of you guys don't care a lot about Marvel, but you find this incredibly disrespectful to, I would say, like, black people here in the U.S.? It's bad for Disney to do, and you think this was really shitty. You're not a massive Marvel or Star Wars fan, but you can look at this and be like, wow, this is a major fucking L for Disney. This is pathetic. Yeah, okay, so then there's my point, right? I don't think that everybody that's talking about this needs to, I'm not fetishizing anything. I think this is their culture. These are things that they do. They know what it is. It's not like people here have like a vested interest in Black Panther or a vested interest in Star Wars. Well, some of them unfortunately do. But in a general sense, no. People are probably casual consumers of that as well. But they still find it to be insulting. Why would Chinese people care, though? It's their culture. They'll do what they want to sell more there. It's fine. They'll do what they want to sell more there. It's fine. Okay, so if that's the case, then how do you reconcile that with Nintendo's massive, heavy-handed approach to intellectual property? Yeah, Nintendo's biggest example. Yeah, it's just... You really have to... You should spend more time thinking about it, right? And you're comparing a corporate IP to an entire culture? Yeah, I know, because the corporate IP comes from that culture. Nintendo's a massively popular place. And also, a lot of other companies do the same thing over there. It's very common. Like, somebody went to jail for copyright infringement in Japan recently. Like, how many individual circumstances have to happen before you want to admit something that's obviously true? It's so stupid. Yeah, you can't just make a statement and not back down with an explanation. Yeah, come on. How is that relevant? How is the fact that there are other Japanese companies that completely and like massively like protect their IP in like an insane way? Just ban them? It's just ban them. Like, how's it relevant? It's obviously relevant. Like, you guys see what I'm saying? It's just so crazy. He's right. Why would you ban him? Because he's stupid. That's why. He makes an argument. The argument gets immediately disproven. He makes another argument saying it's a cartoon. And then he says it's one of the biggest franchises worldwide, as if some of these animes are not some of the masses, like it was people saying about Demon Slayer. He's just going down the list of saying things to disagree with me with no sort of explanation or common sense to it. He's not right there. Yeah, it's just two of the things that he said got disproven. And then he's like, no, that's just not what their culture is. And I say, okay, it is. Look at all these other companies that do the same thing there. They even put somebody in jail over there for it. And then he's like, well, how's that relevant? Well, what the fuck do you mean? How's that relevant? So no, I of course I'm going to ban somebody like that. He's not having a conversation in good faith. You're clueless about the topic. I don't know why you're so confident about it. What do you think that I don't understand? Yeah, let me see. What do you think? What do I not understand? The only reason Japanese studios care about any of this is 100% about money. They don't give a fuck about the West for the longest time. So you think that they only care about money? Why is he so confident about it? Well, yeah, he's making an argument that, like, you can't... He's kind of right. How can he possibly be right? It's obviously a wrong... Like, you can't just say, oh, they only care about money. Why do you say that? What is the reason for that? Like, you can't just make a statement and be like, yeah, this is 100% what it is, and I have, like, an example of it. And so, yeah, I think that a lot of people do care about their artistic integrity. And also, if they only care about money, would it not then just be logical for them to want to reinforce being able to keep making that money? And you would assume also that they understand how to make money with their product the best, because they're the ones that are making it. And this is completely taking out like their own ego, artistic integrity, honor, culture, disrespect, removing all of that from the table. If you have a product that you're giving to somebody else, and then the other person is making the product worse in the eyes of the consumer, wouldn't this just naturally create a profit loss that you would care about? So even with this argument that you're making, I feel like you arrive at the same position that people changing stuff for a specific reason, like an ideological reason, is problematic even then. Let me see here. It's not about culture. This is also the case about visual novels, manga, and other media localization. I don't know how that is. It's not about culture. I disagree with you. I think that it is. Yeah, I do. Yeah, give examples. Yeah, do we have any examples of this? Like, what is this? Anime in Japan is like what K-pop is in Korea. It's more than a cultural manifestation. It's called soft power. It's a way to influence the world with their culture, just like the U.S. does with Hollywood. Exactly. They don't make profit with Western consumers. The licensing company does. Well, of course they make profit with consumers. That's why they do it. If they weren't making any money, they wouldn't be doing it. You think they're doing it as a public service? Like, what are you talking about? Like, where are these people coming from? Don't you guys think about, before you say something, don't you think about it? This is so obvious. Yeah, it's so obvious. Toriyama was very annoyed whenever they turned Goku into Asian Superman for the dub anime. He's more anti-heroic in the manga. Yeah, I'm not really sure exactly. I never read that or anything like that. Bro, you have Japanese CEOs routinely taking company pay cuts. Pay cuts if the company underperforms. It's obviously culture. This shit doesn't happen often as in the West. Yeah, but like you can't use examples with people like this because they will just assume that every example that you make is just something that's like an outlier and they'll just write it off. So you have to make a logical argument with a person like that because you can use 10 examples and they'll just say, yeah, but no. It's a very serious business. You'll see old men reading anime on the subway. It's anime everywhere. Yeah, of course. I think the argument they aren't articulating is, do these anime companies make more money now, or would they make more money after firing some localization teams for not allowing creative liberties and cultural appropriating traditions? I think they would probably make more money if they didn't have that. Because, like, there's a lot of animosity. And how many of you guys, like, were going to watch some sort of thing, but then you heard there was, like, drama about it, and then you didn't watch it? Or you heard it was, like, weird or something like that? I feel like a lot of people make that kind of decision. And so I don't think this kind of stuff is, like, always positive, and I disagree with the mindset that if you have a person who's doing that, then you're just like, I don't know. Like, let me just watch the video. I kind of lost my train of thought. But, like, at the end of the day, I do think that they absolutely care. I think they 100% care. I was, like, reading this. They 100% care. They care that their work is being disrespected. I think that people here would care as well. They have a much more homogenous culture. And I think that that makes them care more. I do. Why do I think that? Because of every single time that I've seen Japanese CEO taking pay cuts. I think that for the way that Nintendo handles, intellectual property theft. I think that because they put somebody in jail for intellectual property theft. Like, I feel like all of these examples, like, definitely point towards, like, one specific thing. And I think it's actually just that simple.